Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
Can you give me Psalm 91 quickly? So that the second part of our message, very short, and then we'll do our Thanksgiving and then we'll be on our way home. Psalm 91, glory to God. Those of you that didn't that worrying around for praise worship, you don't know what you missed this morning. Don't always come to church after praise worship on a Sunday. Always be around. That dancing part, it's a service. A church service is a progression. You graduated to it. And you don't know at which point when God is going to visit you. Alright, in Psalm 91, let's take a look at it. We all know there is palpable fear in the atmosphere right now because of coronavirus. They said the first person has been discovered in Lagos, an Italian. Then the guy traveled to Ogun State, and 28 people in Ogun State have been quarantined. I'm persuaded that just like Ebola was contained, coronavirus will be contained. God knows you won't be able to cope with it. God knows. If China, you know, China is advanced, crazily advanced. If China couldn't handle it, if it entered US, UK, Iran, the Minister of Health of Iran called coronavirus. God knows. We cannot handle it in Nigeria. God knows. For one person to enter Oshodi with coronavirus, Abi go to Aba Market in Abakalik or Eko Idumota, or to go to one nursery school so that the children can take it to the parent. God knows we can't handle it. We have some expertise and all of that, but we cannot handle it on a large-scale epidemics. So it will be contained. Come on, say amen. The greatest thing you need to know in these times is never to be afraid. Don't fear. Don't worry. Coronavirus, Ebola, wherever it is, I'm going to show you in the scripture how it is not meant for you. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And it is on that scripture you stand every day. Then we say take confession. Say you take your confession now. Oh, it's not today we will start taking confession. We'll be taking it every day. There is no day in our family we don't take Psalm 91 confession. Not religiously, prayerfully and meditatively. So I know no evil can befall any of my children. I will pray for them every day. That is secret to it. You pray for your children every day. You pray for your family. Even your unborn children, you pray for them. You pray Psalm 91 on them. As you are coming in 9 months' time. Are you following me here? So he says, he that dwells in the secret place of where? Shall abide under the shadow of who? So for anybody to get coronavirus, God must catch it first. Are you following me? Where do you dwell? Secret place of the Most High. Under where? The shadow of the Almighty God. Yeah, God has to catch it. Because by reason of my location, no, I can't get near me. Are you following me? So this is how you read Psalm 91. Not that you just do anything and you are brushing your teeth. I'll see you, and then you spit your confession out. Fair. Inside zinc. What kind of confession is that? You confess it, you spit it out. Why brushing your teeth? It's not when you take confession. Are you following me? Because you are late. Can you go and brush your teeth in front of your lecturer in class? Sir, I have a question. You want one? That's how some of us pray. When you are supposed to have woken up 4 a.m. to pray, you wake up 8 o'clock. You now want to pray. You speak out the tongues. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say. Can you see why confession is powerful? I will say of the Lord. Did you see there where it says your pastor will say for you? Your daddy and mommy will say for you? No. Who will say? I will say of the Lord. What are you going to say? Can you say it right now? He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Hallelujah. You read it with revelation. Don't read it in fear. How do I know you read it in fear? During the coronavirus era, you read. You may say, coronavirus will continue. Say, oh, thank you, Psalm 91. It's a pleasure meeting you. We shall see next time. Are you following me? Verse 3, what does it say? Surely. Come on, say surely. Oh my God, it's too sure. Tell your neighbor it's too sure. Can you see your neighbor beside you? Is your neighbor a human being? Can you touch your neighbor? Can you feel your neighbor? Is your neighbor there? Your neighbor is really there. He's alive. Now this one is more sure than that your neighbor. Surely. He shall what? Deliver thee from the snare of the fire and from the noisome. Coronavirus is a noisome pestilence. I will for all the nations. You look at code 19, code 20, code 30, chloroquine. It's a noisome pestilence. But I shouldn't be afraid of noisome pestilence. And you see, to take this Psalm 91, you need your staff, your bracelet, and your what? Signet. Otherwise, nobody is hearing you as you are saying Psalm 91. If there is no signet, he that dwell, the devil say, who is dwell? Where are you dwelling? You that you are dwelling on one lady yesterday night. You want to go and dwell. Dwell at it. The Bible said the devil is the accuser of the brethren. You don't know his job. You go and mess up, it goes to God. Go turn everyone. One day she put a church in this house. And that corona. He's the accuser. That's the devil. That's what he said concerning Job. Put boil on him. Get him sick. That's what the devil does. Bible says it goes to and fro. You see, I'm a child of God. And you just sinned yesterday. And you are planning to sin after service. Well, baby. Jesus. Like Judah was doing. Oh, Mota Judah. Mazi Judah. Those of you that came there, you won't understand. God will give us some money. We should be doing our own video right now. Don't do this. We'll soon do it. Alright, so to take Psalm 91, that's why we've prayed, so that there's restoration of your staff, your signet, and your what? Bracelet. So you don't want to go back. Let me tell you, ladies have a way of collecting your staff, signet, bracelet. Are you following me? That's why you see a man who can carry weight, that can beat 5 conductors at a time. You see one temperate lady just with her finger like this, and the guy will just go on the bed. Oti gba signet e, oti je for. no staff, no signet, no priest. He goes up. Oh, don't you know? Where will I get money for school fees? There's no money. They go back to the girl. That thing I said I need, that 50k. Oh, you don't know more than one. Sure, you know, don't worry, I will give you. You get home, your wife say, school fees up! No! The signet is gone. The bracelet is gone. The staff is gone. It's for him to die, look. You see, God come on. Verse 4. What does it say? He shall what? Cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings you will trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Glory to God. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by night. That coronavirus is an arrow from nation to nation. Yeah, it has entered China. Ah, it is now in Iran. Oh, the other day UK. It's now in US. It's now in Oman. It's in Bahamas. It's in Kiriko. It's like an arrow that flies. He said, thou shall not what? Be afraid. Come on, say no fear. No fear. Go to the next verse. Verse 6. Let's read verse 6 together. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. Coronavirus is a destruction that wasted at noonday. The people are dying. In North Korea, they caught some people coronavirus, lined them up, they killed them. The guy doesn't waste time. Which one is quarantine? Kill them. Firing squad. Destruction that wasted. You mistakenly sneeze in North Korea. They just go and tie the person. In North Korea, those of you that want to go there by scholarship, be careful. Are you following me? Verse 7. A thousand. Does that look like what's happening right now? Thousands of people are dying. But don't be afraid. A thousand shall fall. Say it loud. And 10,000. But so the 700 people die. They say 1,000 people die. It shall not what? Why will he not come near you? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Verse 8. Only with your eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9. Because, now this is very important. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. In other words, there is a continual time you spend with God. You have your time of prayer. We say pray 1 hour every day. You have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your habitation. You are living in God. There is a relationship. Look at verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague. Does coronavirus look like a plague? Neither shall any plague come nigh that day. Verse 11. He shall give his angels what? Charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. So you are going this way. In case there is one guy with coronavirus, the way the angel will, he will just do your leg like this. You will just follow this way. Are you following me? Can't you see? He will give his angels charge. Charge him, pay. That my son. Oh God, will catch Kuro. It's a charge. He will give his angels, not one angel, angels charge over thee. What you call angels over thee. You don't know what it means? What is coronavirus? It can't come near you. He will give his angels. Only God knows how many of them. When Jesus Christ said in the Bible, don't you know I can ask for how many legions of angels did he say? 12 legions. A legion is how many? Is it 7,000? 6,000 times 12. How much is that? 72,000 angels to one person. Jesus Christ said, if I need 72,000 angels now, for me alone, I can access it. He will give his angels charge. That charge means, come here, come here, come here, come here. Now listen to my instruction. That boy, you must protect him. That dunamis you are looking at, he's been serving me for 22 years, okay? And the guy, all the ladies winking at him, he did not look at their side. So, I'm only joking. We don't access this thing by righteousness. We access it by grace. So, I'm only joking. Wherever you have been, if you connect with God and stay in his habitation, he will still protect you. Are you following me? He gives his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Verse 12. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. If you are going on the road and you mistakenly did your leg like this, can you say, bo, you have a right to stop. Say, I won't just say that. Move first and bah, and then move on. That's what he said. He will give his angel, lest you dash your foot. Oh God, of first ecology titi to bani. That's the work of angels. To ban the shubulori okada. Are you following me here? You are not meant to be having accidents. Can't you see the Bible?
Yes, sir.
You see, but when the signet has been collected and the staff and the bracelet. Ask some of the real card now. Are you following me now? They shall bear thee up in their hands. In other words, if anything is going to happen, they will lift you up. Say no. How do I know? He gave his angels charge. A charge is a very strong instruction. And look, you are to protect that person. One pastor was attacked in South Africa. He was going to be assassinated. Assassins, about seven of them, took him, dragged him out of his car, pushed him inside gutter, and pointed seven guns at him and began to shoot. The bullets did not penetrate. When those assassins saw what happened, they ran away. The man picked bullets up to come and show his church members. A man stood up. They were having service in John Agee's church. How many of us know John Agee? He used to be on TV. They were having service. And the man stood up with a gun in his hand. The whole church became silent. Nobody could do anything. He went to his front about 6 feet away, pointed the gun at him, and shot, fired the gun 6 times. Are you following me? After he's exhausted the bullet, then they overpowered him, arrested him. The policemen came, and they took a wire and measured from where John Agee was standing to where the man was and where the bullet pierced at the back. 3 bullets went this way. 3 bullets went this way. His angels are there. All they will do is be deflecting it. He gave his angels charge. He bought a bottle. No, now. He said, that is not possible. Okay. Okay, okay. You see, Abalist, what is a Jew? Ayeta is a counterfeit of what is in the scripture. Are you following me? But Ayeta will come with a lot of do's and don'ts. Oh God, Obubiris. Oh God, Jepo. Majedi. Oh God, buy and share you together. They give you about 30 things you mustn't do. At the end of the day, your life is taken away. When you're eating rice, no salt. All kind of terrible things. As if you're going to World War II. Nobody's coming. You go and do that kind of thing. You put your life in eternal bondage. In Christ, there's no need for... Just stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Are you following me? Life in God is easier than life with the devil. Life with the devil. Why would you go now? 1 year. Naked. Why would you on your street? And I say, I will. And you'll be praying, nobody's awake to record you with phone and say, we caught our senator in the night. See what he's doing. Are you following me here? It's a life of oppression, a life of burden. That's why he said, if any man needs rest, let him come unto me. He said, come and bear my yoke. He said, my yoke is easier. Where's the next verse? What verse are we? What verse did we stop? Verse 12. Verse 13 says, you shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on thy feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
I will set him on high.
Amen.
Because he has known my name. He shall call upon him. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. Now look at verse 16. With long life. Verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. I declare over you in the name of Jesus, in these times and in this season, you are shielded.
Amen.
You are protected.
Amen.
No evil is permitted to come near you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We forbid every plague and every epidemic in Nigeria.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Angels of God in charge of health and being healthy, they are released all over the country.
Amen.
To ensure, for the sake of the elect and the sake of the call, that we are preserved in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When Ebola came, it was dead on arrival. This one, the story will be the same.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Call your parents at home. Tell them not to fear. Tell them, your pastor said you should tell them that they dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That they should prayerfully release that scripture into the atmosphere every morning. The word of God is life. That's what they say. It is life. As you say it, angels will ensure that what you utter comes to pass. Are you following me? He shall deliver you from noisome pestilence. It's not going to come near you. It's not your portion. So stay out of fear. And everywhere you see them discussing coronavirus, or you see them on social media, they say, I saw that. This shit is upon us. I say, it's upon you, it's not upon me. People are talking negative. And that's how the devil acts. Negative talk. Don't join anybody to say negative things. Are you following me? Are you following me? Those of you who are old news writer, because you want to get money, don't go and use your topic, coronavirus has entered. It has not entered anywhere. Are you following me? My God will preserve you. Because you are joined to this covenant, no evil will befall you.
Amen.
Because you are a tither, no evil will come near your abode.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your hands and appreciate God. Bless his holy name. Warabo shani kasa misaha. Yeli vazusi handish. Negrita luza paratia. Rushina zakatene kadikusia. Egrila tabarata. Rushi nezu sasisa. Nelando sabagasha. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say,
amen.
Hallelujah.
This is the end of the message. We believe you've been blessed. Join us at Shouts of Grace Center on Sundays and Wednesdays at Keke Plaza, Ibadan. God bless you.